As we informed you yesterday, a biannual event is underway for Czechs living abroad to discuss, among other things, their attempts to keep Czech culture alive in their adopted countries. Today, our reporter Christian Felvey went back to the Conference for Czech Compatriots and Culture to talk with some of the guests about their leaving Czechoslovakia and their work to sustain their Czech culture abroad.
When the International Conference of Expatriate Czechs lets out for an intermission, the guests have much in common to discuss. Like many of the attendees, Jaroslav Havelka left Czechoslovakia upon the Soviet invasion in 1968 to begin an entirely new life for himself.
I am a member of Czech community in Geneva. It's the name's Beseda Slovan in Geneva. And I'm the chairman of the committee. I was asked when I came to Switzerland by authorities, why did you leave? And I spontaneously answered, and I remember it, and that was the true reason. I didn't leave Czechoslovakia, I have left Russia. Maybe if there were not this occupation in 68, probably I wouldn't have never left. I didn't have a courage. I didn't have languages, I didn't speak any language except Czech and Russian. So for me it was difficult. But by this conviction I had to go. I wouldn't say that for Czechs there is a special type of life. We live as Swiss citizens, but apart of integration to the local society, we, for several reasons, somebody for sentimental reasons, somebody after some reflection, are trying to keep a contact with the country of origin. And being a member or being active member of the society is one of the way to be close to our origin.
Eva Sita, originally Eva Sitjeova, was a student of Jana Czech Academy of the Arts in Brno before joining the well-known ABC Theatre in Prague. When she moved to Australia in the early 1980s, she found plenty of opportunities to apply herself as an actress, starring in many stage and film roles, and even today she finds ways to introduce Czech culture to her Australian audiences.
I've been here several months, and I also brought my latest production with me, which is called The Enchanted Forest, which has been inspired by Antonín Dvořák's famous opera Rusalka, and I'm using that soundtrack from that opera, and I'm also using huge puppets and telling the story. And so the production was created in Australia for the Australian children to educate them a bit, you know, about opera, that opera can be just great and classical music. And so people actually, the same children and adults, they just embraced it really, really well and made me very happy. Because Australia is a multicultural society, and I think it's great if we can give people something from our culture that is absolutely outstanding.
The formal itinerary of the conference ends on Tuesday evening, and the guests will be spending Wednesday revisiting spots around Prague together before most of them go off to their various far-flung homes.
Christian Felvey with that.